All right, so we're going to go off topic a little bit tonight. We're up to Tanya Perek Mem Gimel. Last week, we came across his pshat in Ezu Chacham Harayas Anoilet. Very novel approach. Generally, people interpret it to mean a person who sees what's coming, right? That's a Chacham. Some interpreted to mean Ezu Chacham Haraya Esanoyle, they see what the result of one's actions is going to be. Right? Here he says, see where everything comes from. See, just when you look at something, don't look at it at face value. Realize what its source is, okay? So I went looking for, to see among the other Talmid Baal Shem and so on, if I could find, if this is a mahalach that's common. And it's not. However, I came upon something that I think will help us integrate the idea and put it into some really unique terms. So the sefer we're going to learn from is called Imre Yehuda. The Imre Yehuda was, you got a mouthful here, Reb Avram Zarach Arye Leibish Yehuda, Avram Zarach Arye Yehuda Leibish Halpern. Must have thought that they weren't going to have any more children.
Or they like long names.
He was the Brezhanerov. His father authored a sefer called Svasemis. Mm-hmm. Not the Svasemis from Ger, but another Svasemis, which is a very oft-quoted, magnificent Jewish. They were Rabshitzainik Lach. And the sefer was first printed, another novel thing, it was printed by the Mechaber himself during his lifetime. And it was first printed in Tafresh Samach Chesed. It was printed a little bit over 100 years ago. Okay? So, we're going to start this piece on Parshas Lech Lecha, and it'll become very apparent very quickly why, starting on page Chav Beis. Yemesh al Avram Lech Lecha. Hashem says to Avram, go forth. Pirish Rashi Zal, Lehanoscha Uletoivoscha. Go forth for your own pleasure, for your own good. Ubemedesh Rabba is, and the Medesh says, V'yem Hashem al Avram, Hachachma ta'oiz l'chacham, Chachma will strengthen the wise man, me'asora shlitim ashoibir, more so than the 10 mighty people in the city. V'ev shaloyma, so the Imre Yehuda, the Brezhanerov is going to explain as follows. The Isa B'Svasemis, Me'adoni Ovi Meri V'Rabi Zal. We're now on the Tapach of Gimel. In the Svasemis from his father, from the Brezhanerov, the Svasemis of Brezhanerov, he says as follows. Famous Pasuk, Ma Hashem Aleikech HaShoyel Me'imach. What is Hashem you got to ask of you? Right? Gim L'Yira, right? Famous Pasuk. Said the Brezhanerov, Ma, that word, that which Hashem is demanding of you, Ma, is Rosh Teves Mimcha Hakol. Everything comes from you. Hainu. That is to say, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyel Mea Adam, that Hashem demands from the person, Sheyema Tamid, that we should always say, Al Kol Dover, about everything, Mimcha Hakol. Okay, now you see where I'm coming up with the similar ideas. Then it all comes from you. Nothing I do is because of my own industry. Adkan. Okay, that's the quote from his father. The next two pages are going to be spent explaining his father's words. Or Chosed, I think the Pasuk says. To you, Hashem, is chesed, ki ata tishalem le'ish kimaseyu, because you pay each person according to his actions. So all the commentaries say, that's chesed? You pay somebody according to their work? That's not chesed, that's justice. What's chesed? Ve'ikshu b'svarim, ma'za chesed? Shemishalem le'ish kimaseyu ha'le bidin. We all get paid for our work, and that's bidin, that's not chesed. Whoever did the punctuation here,
yeah,
nish verstanden what a comma does. Who? Right, on the Bidinu. Bitirtsu. Ki be'emes eich yochol adam levakish schar al kiyum ha-mitzvus. How is it possible that we can ever request or demand reward for our mitzvah fulfillment? Halei ha-koyach v'ha-seichel v'ha-momay. The very brains, the very energy, the money that we do it with, hakol shalo yizbarach, everything is Hashem's. So what are we bringing to the table? Like the Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Meek the money v'ashalom. Hashem says, show me somebody that came before me, that gave me, you know, that really gave me something, and I'll pay him. So if that's the case, ach ha-chesed mi'ito yizbarachu, the chesed from Hashem is shebe'ez sha'adam oisa mitzvah, that the time we do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choyshiv la'adam ki'ilu ha-koyach v'aseich v'amaman hu shel la'adam. Hashem considers us. He gives credit to us as if the brains, the energy, and the money was actually ours. That's the chesed. The chesed is, even though Hashem gave it all to us, He gives us credit as if it was ours. U'lechein magi'a le'ischar. That the schar comes to us because Hashem considers it as if it's ours. V'zeh apirish. With this it makes sense. L'cho Hashem ha-chesed. To you Hashem is chesed. Zehu ha-chesed shalacha. The chesed of yours is ki ata tishalem li'ish schar mitzvah. You're paying a person. It's so beautiful in the words. Kima seyu, as if it was his action. It's a joke. Rebbeinu Shlomo, you're giving us reward for our things even though we're bringing nothing. The very chius that we're doing it with is you. And Hashem, you're paying his debt. Kima seyu, as if it was ours. Sha'atamakshiv, shu shalom, I am besvarm. So this is in many svarm, this pshat. So he says, he says, we need to understand, why does Hashem do this? And he thinks that it's a person. It's incredible, the punctuation here is embarrassing. Is Efshar Leimer, it's possible to say, if a person believes in state, makes the statement, Hashem Yisbach, Koinish, Shemayim, Vodas, Tokadish Baruch, who owns heaven and earth. And everything comes from him. And our energy and our brains and our money is really his. Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaigi my mida k'neged mida. All you said is that when a person attributes everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem operates mida k'neged mida, k'daka yizbarach, v'oimer le'odam, and he says to the human being, k'may sha'ato imer sha'akayil shalacha. Since you, human, are saying that everything is from Hashem, I'm also going to say that it's all you. Mida k'neged mida. I'm going to give it back to you. Therefore, you're going to come to get your reward, to receive the reward, because due to the fact that you have the honesty, the humility, the mindset to attribute everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's going to turn right around and give it back to them. Mida k'neged mida. Aval. But heaven forbid, if a person says that it's all me, and it's my strength, and it's my industry, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to say the same thing, that it's all mine, and you have no reason to, no justification to receive reward, because after all, that is the truth. Like Tzid B'Shaniru, V'zehu l'cho Hashem ha-chesed, ki ato. Gematria, ato is the gematria of Rosh HaTevis, koinir shemayim v'oretz. Hainu, im atamam, and if you trust, if you believe, if you have the conviction, shakadosh baruch hu koinir shemayim v'oretz, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is owns and operates the entire world, v'akamita yizbach, and everything comes from Hashem, oz tishalom l'yishcha mitzvah, then he pays the person the reward for doing the mitzvah. Kima seyu, like it was his industry. Hainu, kima yishodam, oh, he said, now he's saying a second pshat, kima seyu. Before he said kima seyu, he learned pshat, as if it was his action, right? Now the Bishanim is saying, no, Kimaseyu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo mimics you. If your ma'aseh is to attribute everything to him, is kimaseh like you're doing, he'll do the same thing to you. Right? Just like the person says that it's all Hashem is doing, so too. Meaning, this is Hashem tzilcha, right? That Hashem acts like a shadow. It's just like we attribute to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom will attribute to us.
It's a parallel shot.
Right, no, absolutely. V'zehu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyel Me'al Adam. Now we understand what the Bishan Erev was saying. Ma Hashem Alekech Hashem Emach. What is Hashem asking of you? She'yoyim Tamid. You know what he's asking? Ma. He's saying, keep on saying Ma. What's Ma? Mimcha HaKoyl. It all comes from you. Why does Hashem want you to do that? Ki hu bal chesed. Because the Rebbeinu Shem is a tremendous bal chesed. V'chafetz. And he wants she'toymer ata mimcha HaKoyl, that you should be saying that it all comes from you. V'yoymeru midi k'neged midi, so that Hashem can respond. Midi k'neged midi sh'akol shalchal, that it all comes from you. And then v'yelucham al kabel schar. Now, you know why Hashem says, Mo Hashem alikach Hashem imach. You know what Hashem is asking of you? He's asking you, Ma. He's saying, keep on saying, Mimcha HaKoyl. It all comes from you, Rabbi Nishlam. V'zeo ma'aro shetevis Mimcha HaKoyl. This aspect, this very item of Ma, Mimcha HaKoyl, that's what Hashem alikach Hashem imach. That's what Hashem is asking of you. Shetayma, that you, Jew, should say, Mimcha HaKoyl. It all comes from you. Ubezeh pirashti kosev b'micha. Says the Bishan Eruv, with this I explain the posuk in Micha. Posuk says, Hu gad lecha odom ma toiv u'ma Hashem alikecho derish mimcha. It is said to you, man, ma toiv u'ma Hashem alikecho derish mimcha. And what Hashem is asking of it. The posuk is very difficult. Says the Bishan Eruv, no. Hainu hu gad lecha odom ma. What the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying to you, what he's saying is Ma Ashera Shetevis, which is the acronym of Mimcha Koyel Zeu Toiv. That's a good attitude to have in life. Uma Rosh Tevis Mimcha Koyel, the same Rosh Tevis continues the pasuk. Hashem Lekachadosh Mimcha. Hashem is asking Hainu Shedavrachadosh Mimcha Shetemitamin Mimcha Koyel. He's saying this aspect that Hashem is asking of you to say it. Umefarish said, Pasuk goes on to explain, Mepnei Ma, why does he want you to say that? V'yama, so he explains, Ki emasayis chesed, because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be able to give you that chesed. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz la'asayis chesed, Hashem wants to do this kindness with you. V'al yedei she'teyomer, if you go ahead and you say, Mimcha HaKadosh, it all comes from you, is Yom Hu Gam Kain, the Rebbeinu Shalom can also say that midi k'neged midi k'nisbalel. And then v'yelucham al kabel schar, the Pasuk explains why he does it. He wants it because of his chesed. Continues next pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh she'omar David HaMelech olav Hashalom. Now we understand what David HaMelech says. Ma ahavti teresecho kol hayoyim hisichasi. How much do I love you, Torah? All day long, it is my shmooze. That's what I talk about all day. Meaning, is a mazbe. Ma sha'ata. Where am I? Where did you go this idea? Ma roshetevez mimcha kail. And he continues. Next pasuk. This is in Kufyu Tes. I learned from my enemies your mitzvahs. Forever it's from me. What? So he says, this aspect of I recognize that I couldn't do anything by myself. That is, meaning, this lesson that you're teaching me in life, loimar, to say, mimcha akol, to always say, Rebbeinu Shalom, it all comes from you. I love this. This aspect, I say it all day long. Rebbeinu Shalom, it all comes from you. I'm constantly saying, mimcha akol, it all comes from you. Everything I do. Because I know, I understand that if I recognize that truth through this, you're going to say the same thing. And I'm going to end up with schar mitzvah. That's the only way I get schar mitzvah, because it's only through my recognition that it all comes from Hashem. Is me'oivai tichak meini. I'm going to be wise in my vision. Laham in Zois, to believe the Shemim Chahakoil, me oivai. Where do I learn this from? I learn it from my enemies. Meaning, Mizesh yesh li oivim. I learn it for the very fact that I have enemies. Ki ein adam reitza shiyah li oiv. No person wants to have enemies. V'im kol zeh yesh li oivim. And despite that, he has enemies. Is Mizer raya, from this is a proof, shein ma'isa me'ilim klum. It's a proof that really I can't stop them from existing, my enemies. They exist despite me. Idharai, that I really can't change the world. And really, the world is operating. Mimcha, v'haka mimcha k'ritzonka. It's only operating from you and from your otzer. When I realize my loss of control, when I realize that really I can't operate anything, so now I'm going to apply that wisdom to your mitzvahs. Haino miri'ya nal achim. I'm going to become smart. Leida, to know. Shigam mitzvahs echashan yosigam ken einahim amas. I know that those two, just like my enemies, are not my doing. My mitzvahs are not my doing either. Ve'im toimarim ken shahakol shalo yizbarach. If you're going to ask, if everything is Hashem, is amah kabel schar mitzvah, if that's the case, how am I ever going to get reward for doing anything? Kenal? Like we said earlier, the Pasuk says, Mi hikdimani v'ashalom, Hashem's going to say, who came before me that I should owe him anything? Alzeh misayim. On that he answers, V'ayim ki li'aylam hili. Because I understand, Hanu im ani oimer kach, if I keep on saying that it's all Hashem, Ayideh zeh noisen zeh zeh kadosh baruch hu li, v'choshev shamasim shali, the Rebbe Hashem is going to turn it right around, and he's going to consider it that the actions are mine. Kidarkoi. As is his way, turn to Chav Dalid, Mida Keneged Mida Kenal. And V'yeshli, if that'll be the case, V'yeshli Amal V'Kabbaschar, I'll have from what to receive reward, K'nizba'al El, because as we explained earlier, K'maseyu Shal Adam, just like a person acts, Kein Hu K'aviyochle, so that's how Hashem is going to respond. V'efshel Laimah, and it's possible to say Shezeh Masha Omer David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, that this might be what David HaMelech is saying. Ma Ashiv LaHashem. Gorgeous.
You can go through every,
but it's every incredible what he says. Ma Ashiv LaHashem. What am I going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rosh Tevis Mimcha Kol Kenal. Zois Ashiv LaHashem Tomit. I'm going to turn it right back. Right? Ashiv Lashem. I'm going to turn it right back and hand it right back to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Kazani Yamimcha Koil. V'ashiv, and I return it right back. Shakal Mehita Yisbarach. Ulechain continues the Pasuk. Kol Tag Milohi Olai. The Rabbi Nishalayim turns it right back and restores it to me. Hainu Kol Agmul V'amaisim Shema Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes U'chayshiv Zayis Olai. All of these things that I know are the Rebbeinu Shlom's doing, the Rebbeinu Shlom turns them around to me. Ki'ilu he'maisa, as if I did them. V'yeshli al-mal l'kal b'schar, so that I should have what to receive reward.
Isn't the word the Pasuk left? Is that the end of the Pasuk?
That's the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk continues.
Yeah.
Kaisi shu'esasa. V'ini yisi b'zoi ha'kadosh u'barizal. Next thing that tipped me off about Perek Mem Gimel is the similarity here. The Zohar writes, as well as the Ari, that Chachma is Oisi Ois Koyachma. The power, who is a wise man? The person who has the Koyach to say Mimcha HaKoil.
Wow.
HaChacham Einov Biroishoi. The wise man has his eyes in his head. Vainu mishu chacham roya, the person who's really wise, he sees shahakol miito yizbarach, that it all comes from Hashem, haroish v'rishon l'rishonim, the very first of all firsts. V'zehu chachma, that's why chachma is oisius koyach ma rosh tevis kinal mimcha hakoil. It's the wise man who has the wisdom to say it all comes from you. Shachacham maimin v'yomer. The wise man is he who trusts, who has conviction to say, Tomid on a constant basis, Mimcha Koil Kanal. V'zehu Chochma. Why is it Chochma, he says? This is great. Ki al yedei ze yemer HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam ken mida keneged mida. The chachma is that not only are we recognizing the truth of the matter, which is that it all comes from Hashem, but not only that, the wisdom is, it's the only way to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn around and return it back to us. V'yeleim al lekabuscha, that he has with what to be mekabuscha. V'zeo sh'amru, now he says, as the Baal Tanya taught us last week, Ezu chacham haroye es hanoilad. Hainu mashin noilad mizeh, that which comes from this, shemoyser hakoil elav yizbarach. Ezu chacham, what's chachma? Chachma is koyachma, the power of mimcha hakoil. What's the noilad? That the Rebbe Shlomo is going to turn around and give it back to us, right? That's Ezu Chacham. He's going to see what's going to come out of this attitude. That's the wisdom of the wise man. It's the result of it. The result of my recognizing that it's all from Hashem. It's going to be Mida Kenegan Mida. That Hashem is going to turn it back to me and I'll get the Schar Mitzvah. So it's a noilad. It's a result of my recognition. Now we'll go back to the Medrash that he began with. Hachachma, which is the Koyachma. Ze ta'oiz l'chachma me'asara shalitim. This gives strength to the Chacham. Because that's the entire source for which we can receive a schar. Hine Chazal Amru, Al Tikra Ma Elameya. Chazal tell us, don't read the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Alekecha Shael Mimach. Rather read it, Meya. And from here we derive that a person should say, Meya Brachas B'chol Yom, 100 Brachas every day. What's the Shaychas? How does that fit in with what he's been teaching us? V'shamati M'chois Ni'arav Atzadik Zal. Sha'omar b'shem zikeni amagid mizlachev. We said in the name of the great zlachev amagid, or mechal zlachev zatzal. Kol makom sha'amru al tikra. Every time you see in Chazal, don't read it this way, read it this way. Hakavana, what they're trying to say is, shalei tikra kach, don't read it this way, ad shetikra mikoydim kach, until you first read it this way. Meaning both readings are going to be true. K'meshinei rishoyim shibarta. Like the Gemara says on the pasuk, you broke the teeth of the wicked. Al tikra shibarta ela sheravavta, which I don't know what the Gemara is saying there. Ritzayin elayim, but he's trying to say shi'ev shalikra shibarta. You can't read it correctly. Shibarta ad shetikra kaidem sheravavta. V'az tuchalayim shibarta. Then you could read the second shot. Then you could read it the way it says in the pasuk. Ad kan v'divrei pichacham chen v'shnayim yushak. Now, v'chein kan, so too here. Chazal come along and say what? They say, al tikra ma, don't read it ma, elameya, read it 100. Now we're going to apply this rule. The rule is, don't read ma
until you read
meya. What does that mean? In the context, what does it mean? Is v'chein kan, al tikra ma, elameya, tzayin elem gam kein kein. We have to apply the rule. Don't read ma until you first read meya. I know. What's the aleph? All the sifrei kodesh say, what's the letter aleph? Aleph is alufa shaloi elam, the aleph of the world. This speaks to the master of the world, the first of the world. Oz toymar ma, then you could read it ma shiroshatevis mimcha koil, which as we've been saying means it all comes from you. Shatoyma kein lealufai shalailam. What are you gonna say? Mimcha koil, it all comes from you. So altikra ma elameya, you can't really read mimcha koil until you understand who are you, who is it all from? It's from the Aleph, it's from the Ribbono Shel. Says the Bezhanerov, now we understand why this pasuk comes here. Now this all makes sense. Lech lecha gematria meya.
Wow.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Lech lecha is gimat yisham HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Hashem said to Avram sheyoyim atalmud alufay sheloy la mimcha akoyel. The Rebbein Shalom says lech lecha, recognize the olive. Canal, that's the mea. V'zeh Rashi zal tevas lech lecha, comes Rashi and says it's going to be la'anoscha l'tevascha, it's going to be for your own good. How? This lesson of Lech Lecha, the Mea, this lesson that we need to integrate into our lives, it all comes from Hashem, it all comes from Hashem. It's all going to end up being Ezuchach HaMarayas HaNeilet. It's going to be for your own good canal. Why? Because I too am going to turn around and turn and say, then it was all yours. So it's going to be la naskal tevel. So you're going to be the biggest beneficiary from this attitude. You'll have what to be mekabel schar. Comes the medrash and says, "Zeh shama medrash lech lecha shegematria kanal." Comes the medrash and says that it is gematria 100. That is, says the medrash, a chachma. That's the lesson of chachma. Hainu, what's chachma? Chachma is Kayachma, Shoshatevis Kanal. That is going to be Toz L'Chacham. That's going to be the strength that the Chacham has. Kanal, V'Hovin, and understand this well.
Beautiful.
Incredible, incredible.
Wow.
Pshat. So here, I think he's taking the lesson that the Baal Tanya taught us of looking at the source of all things. Not only are we looking at the source, but we're actually returning everything right back to the source.
The next level.
And that's Ezo Chacham. That's going to be when we recognize from where it really comes, the neilad from that will be ultimately that we're going to get some credit for doing things that he gave us the ability to do.
That's the
chesed. That's the
chesed. Both the stuff
Kimaseyu.
And the mice.
Right.
But isn't that almanas makabel skyr if a person knows?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not a game because it's only to the degree that a person really recognizes the truth of it that it works.
Yeah.
The minute we're playing a game, then you're not really recognizing the truth of it.
Yeah.
Then it's not real.
Right. Knowing that it functions doesn't make it.
Right, right.
It's the way of the world, so it's
the truth of the matter.
Mm.